This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's topic, the spring of noble emotions. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Have you ever seen how a house is built or a building is constructed? It's built out of bricks and stones. So where normally a person wants to make a shelter for himself, he builds a home, a shelter, a building out of stone and bricks. And we know about them, that they are pieces of matter, firm, rigid, inflexible pieces of matter that cannot stick to one another. So if you put a bunch of stones upon one another, they will not stick to one another, but they will fall away. It will be a dangerous place to be near them. So how we built a home, how we built a house, how we built a shelter for ourselves, we built it by putting those stones on one another, but not just the stones, because they are firm enough. They are firm enough and strong enough to build a home, but they do not stick to one another. That cannot create a bond with one another. And to build a home, to build a house, to build a building, a shelter, you don't just need a pieces of strong matter that cannot stick to one another. You need something to create a bond, to create a relation between those pieces of bricks and stones. And what is that thing? That is the what is called the mortar, that gentle and that delicate paste which you put between the bricks, and it creates a bond and relation between those things. So without that adhesive paste which can create a bond, a relation between bricks and stones, you cannot build a home. Together by bricks and stones and with the adhesive paste which can create a bond between those stiff, inflexible pieces of matter, that you make a home for yourself, you make a shelter for yourself. Scholars say that likewise, if you want to create a family, if you want to create a society with family, with sound family relations, we humans are also like stones and bricks. We have our own personal interests. We have our own autonomous interests. So we cannot create a bond to one another. We see that we are in a kind of competition to one another, in a kind of a race, in a kind of competition which makes us detached from one another. Welcome back. You are listening to A to Z. We were talking about the human relations and how result of our own desires and personal interests, how we are detached from one another, and how our personal interests make us vulnerable to not be attracted and not create a bond with our human fellows. So what's that power? What's that thing that creates a bond with another and make a society and a family a powerful unit? It's the emotions. It's the noble human emotions. There's like the paste, that adhesive paste that links the humans with one another. And one of the personalities and one of the human relations, which is the spring and source of human noble emotion, is the mother. Yes, she is the spring of noble human emotions. She's the one who sticks the family together. She's the one who has the power, who has the blessing that holds the family together. So mother is a gift from Allah. She's the gesture and she's the manifestation of divine love and divine care. So you can see in your society, in your family, that who is the most powerful binding force in your family, and you'll find that she is your mother. So she's a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have that gift in your life, please take care of it. Please feel like you have a great gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and take care of her. Don't never ever hurt her. And if you lost this gift and she's not more with you, please pray for her. praying for her will bring blessing to your life. And never forget that having her in life is a great gift. It's a source of divine blessing for us. And we all know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings His blessings and His mercy to us through sources, through different occasions. And mother is such a gift that she's a source of divine blessing for us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He give us the tawfiq and He may give us the will to take care of our mothers and to help us and to take care of us in a good way that will be the pleasing for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening to this episode of A to Z on IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. To find out more about this program, log on to our website parstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care and goodbye.